The climax of the holidays of the month of Tishrei is Simchas Torah, the rejoicing that we do with the Sefer Torah, the Torah scroll. Normally we would think that rejoicing in the Torah should be through study of the Torah. That is, after all, what we are given the Torah for studying it. However, the main rejoicing of Simchas Torah is not in the reading or the study of Torah. The opposite is true. We keep the Torah wrapped up when we dance with it. It is not even open. And then we don't learn it, we're dancing with it. And the main part of our body we're using is not our head. We are not using our intellectual faculties to understand the Torah. We are using our feet. We are dancing with the Torah in a way which is equal by the greatest sage who is deep in his understanding of the Torah, equal with someone who has no understanding whatsoever of what is even written inside the Torah. However, as in all matters of Jewish law and custom, the custom is closely tied to the essence of the matter at hand. And so too in this case. The Torah has two different aspects. There's the part of the Torah which is within the realm of intellectual understanding. The Torah as we are given to be studied and chewed over and discussed and understood. This, however, is only that part of the Torah which is revealed for us to study. The essence of the Torah is much higher than understanding. As our sages tell us, that the Torah is totally united with God Himself. And just as the Creator is beyond our intellectual understanding, so too the Torah in its essence is also completely beyond human understanding. And this is what we are expressing by dancing with the Torah instead of learning it, and keeping it closed instead of opening and learning it. That we are connecting ourselves not only with that part of the Torah, which is within an intellectually reachable form, as it has been condensed and brought down to a level where human understanding can attain it, but the Torah in its essence, as it is completely beyond human grasp. By grasping the Torah, when it is closed, and excitedly and in a joyous way dancing with it, we are connecting ourselves with the essence of the Torah. This is also the idea of using the feet for dancing with the Torah, instead of using the head in an intellectual fashion. As far as the head is concerned, everyone is different. We all have unique intellectual abilities and capacities. When it comes to the feet, people are more or less equal, regardless of their intellectual level, they are all able to dance. And so too, when it comes to the essence of the Torah, every Jew is equally connected with it. As a child is first taught, as soon as he is able to speak, is taught the verse, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, the Torah which Moses has commanded us, is an inheritance to the entire Jewish people, that everyone inherits the entire Torah as it is in its essence, even if he is not yet learned in an intellectual fashion, exactly what it says in the Torah. He is nevertheless connected with its essence. And with this, we can also understand the saying of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, that the Torah itself really wants to dance on Simchas Torah, but it is unable to. It has no legs. So what is the Jew? The Jew is the legs for the Sefer Torah. He provides the means of transportation that the Torah itself can rejoice. So really, the Torah is dancing, and he is merely the legs for the Torah. What does this mean, that a Jew is merely the legs for the Torah? But just as the legs physically are subservient to the wishes of the head, that when the head gives an instruction that the legs should move, the legs move immediately without any delay. They have no will of their own, so to speak. They are totally subservient to those of the brain. So too, when it comes to Simchas Torah, a Jew becomes the legs to the Torah. That the Torah gives its instructions, as it contains within it daily lessons and guides for our daily life, as the expression is used, Teiras Chaim, the Torah of life, and Torah Er, the Torah which is light and gives us guidance in our daily life. That when we know these directives of the Torah, and we connect ourselves in Simchas Torah with the essence of the Torah, then throughout the rest of the year, we can be the legs of the Torah and be totally subservient to it, and in a joyous way connect ourselves with it and carry out all of its precepts.